Yeah, we're live.
There you go. There you go, sounds like.
Okay, I think I'm on. The balance for, as of 5/31/19, is 134,089.73. And one check has not cleared, and that was from John, our lawyer. So that actually gives us a balance of 133,689.73. I'm also going to hand out a copy of the budget year to date. The budget shows all of our expense categories and all of the checks, all of the invoices that we've received year to date from the very beginning, from the $270,000 that originally was appropriated. You'll see that the total balance is 133,688.88. And there's a difference of 85 cents between the bank balance and this budget. And that's because there was 85 cents in the account when we originally deposited our money. Okay. Any questions on that? The percent of balance, budget balance that is left, you can see in the far right-hand column. Let me go on here. The next item I'd like to talk about is the hours for Steve Brock. Let me get this out too. Before I talk about this, I want to have a copy from you. Okay, Steve sent me a letter that said that this was a complete listing of the hours through May 2nd. In going back through our invoices, our paid invoices, you'll notice that the first paid invoice was July 11th, which took us down through the 20th of June. Actually, it took us through June. That was paid. There was a discrepancy between hours. He had 38 hours, and we actually paid him for 33 hours. So I'll have to talk to him about that. The next invoice was paid in October 1st of 18. That was for 7.25 hours. We actually paid him for 11.5 hours per his, both of these were per his invoice. So there, if you add those two up, the total is 45.25 hours, according to his list. We paid him for 44.5 hours, so there's a discrepancy of about a little less than an hour, which I'll talk to him about. Also, Steve has sent then a list of hours that that he's billing. That's through the end of May. And that's for a total of 18.25 hours, and at $195 an hour, that would be $3,558.75 that we owe him. What I'd like to do is bring him up to date and pay him maybe at our next meeting, find out exactly what we owe him, and bring his account up to date.
At this point, we don't have an actual invoice for it.
No, I sent him an email. He didn't, he hasn't responded.
Okay, so we can request the invoice for the next meeting and bring it to the board. Good.
Okay, the last item I'd like to discuss is our reporting to Gateway at the state. According to their guide, each month, either cities, towns, townships, libraries, or special districts, or school corporations, and I assume we are a special district. Is that right?
Yes.
A special district then is required to send in monthly bank reconcilement of our bank account, a board minutes, a copy of approved board minutes, and a funds ledger, which I will just give you a copy of this. It's really a spreadsheet that lists the name of the fund, the month's beginning balance. In this case, the fund would be our bank account. The month's receipts, month's disbursements, and the month's ending balance. All of these would be either scanned, or in the case of the board minutes, they could be, we could simply send a website, and they could access the minutes through the website, which would make it a lot easier. Otherwise, it would have to be scanned and inputted into the into their website.
I'm sorry, but what was the third item besides the minutes of the bank?
What they call funds, F-U-N-D-S, funds ledger. What I propose is that I'll take the minutes that we have just approved, and I'll go ahead and do a trial run for last month. And if that goes well, we'll go back to what is required since we've had funding. And I'll go ahead and make those filings and bring us up to date on the filings. We still have some other filings also. There's an annual filing and one other filing, I believe. I believe it's just one more annual filing that has to be done. That's all I have.
So we got to go questions? Back. We got to go back to 2018, and that one we got our initial.
We got it in.
January of 18?
No, I think it was later. It was like July, June or July.
Okay.
We started making payments in June or July of 18.
Okay.
So is there an individual that you're working with that can kind of help
there is,
step
there
through
is,
all of this so that they get out?
Vicki is our backstop.
That's our backstop.
But there is a person at the state level that I'm communicating with, yes.
Good. Have we an invoice for Ladd Engineering for the month?
Oh, new invoices, yes, we do. Ladd Engineering date is 6/4/19. Total is $4,371.75.
And Gary, that's in accordance with the engineering report that we received? No, the work?
Yes, should be. The wish list on the invoice should be in harmony with the report.
Okay.
So that's the only outstanding invoice for this month, then?
Yes, that's it. Okay.
Move to pay Ladd Engineering of $4,371.75 invoice.
I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Al, I'll get the money.
Send me the bathroom stop.
Since the boards have quite a bit of work to do with the real estate and some of the financials, we've decided that we're really close to finalizing the bylaws. I think we're gonna schedule one more work session to kind of wrap up the final revision, and then I plan to submit it in the next board meeting for July. And I also plan to gather just a few more pieces of information from the board during the work session for the website, which...
What day is our next meeting?
July 9th?
July 9th, yes.
You gonna be out?
The 6th, then the 20th.
You going on vacation?
Maybe come back.
Okay, well, let's start with the work session.
Yep.
Vicki, do you have a date that you can satisfy your calendar, like somewhere around the 19th or 20th?
That week, I am doing a training up in Northern Indiana.
How about?
Best dates for me would be, that week would be the 21st, that Friday, or then the following Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
25, 26, or 27 of June?
Correct.
Not Wednesdays?
No.
Wednesday works?
I was gonna suggest Wednesday as well would work for me.
Yeah, Wednesdays are good.
It wouldn't work, I'll be out of, on the 26th, I'll be out of town.
Altogether.
21st is the only day I've got open.
21st is a Friday?
Yeah.
How does that work for...
It was okay for Vicki.
I can't come, that's my 50th class reunion.
Your kid?
No.
Bring him, invite him.
If you guys can come up with a date that works for all of you, I can try to move things around. I can't move that training around, unfortunately.
And you're, so you're actually blocked when?
Through, I can maybe, the earliest that week I can come down would maybe be Thursday evening, the 20th.
Okay, so maybe not.
Anything, yeah, how about?
I don't need much time.
We don't need much time?
I don't think so.
Well, you could do the 21st then, if that's what you wanted.
Oh.
You could?
Yeah.
Vicki, that work for you?
Yep, certainly.
Starting early in the morning.
All right, let's schedule for that.
That first thing.
21st.
That first thing.
Oh, not on Friday, I'm sorry, I have another meeting.
Oh.
Sorry. Were you planning on doing it early?
No, I hadn't asked. Is it evening, Clint?
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
What time?
Vicki?
Anytime.
5:30, is that too?
Hope that works.
Okay, let's tentatively say 5:30 on the 21st.
Yeah.
And Deb, will you let the paper know?
I will.
Okay.
Paper?
Oh, paper's here.
Write you a note.
Write you a note. Write you a note.
Sorry, Zach.
Okay.
It's been a long day, I'm trying to hear for something.
Out of place.
Yeah, yeah, probably get us... Yeah. In the evening, we have a conversation, but I'll get plenty of time to get the word out.
Library, somewhere with coffee.
Is it the library? Basement of the library?
Foundation.
Oh, okay.
Community Foundation.
Yeah, that's where we'll tentatively try, on the 21st at 5:30, and then we can get some brought up for food for you too.
So we're going with that now, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Next, we got grant updates.
Yeah, let's just move up the website, because then they have a comment about that, and just knock that out at the same time.
Okay. Sure.
The initial layout and formatting has been submitted to the graphic designer, Darren, at CEO. Is that their name? Yeah. During the same work session, I want to gather a couple pieces as well on that subject. And I've asked Mr. Ladd for some graphics and whatnot, so we can start getting some pictures loaded, layouts and whatnot, demographics, things like that. And then I have some links that the board has submitted me to add, and if anyone has any more links, just keep sending them to me, and I'll get them to Darren as soon as possible. So we're close.
Okay.
The domain has been purchased. It's there. We probably will have something viewable to the public that actually is of benefit by July, I would say.
Good.
Yep. Once he has everything, it's only a matter of days before he gets it up.
Yeah. The more pictures, the better. So.
This kind of.
Yeah, things like this, we'll want to get out there. It's good information to the public and whatnot, so.
Do you have pictures that we could upload?
We can get pictures.
Okay.
If I gave you my card, if you would be so kind as to send me an email, that way I can respond to wherever you want those sent. I can reply to that.
And do you have Brad's card?
I do not. I do now.
That way, just.
Sure.
Send it to me and I'll respond to your email with some pictures.
Good, good, good.
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, now we'll go to grants, right?
Let's go to grants.
Bring it back.
That's coming from, but it is. At our last meeting, we talked about we had hoped to have some grant hearings coming up, meetings coming up between then and this meeting, and we in fact did. We met on May 23rd with the representative from the State Revolving Fund, and that was held here in Nashville, where Mike and I attended, along with Jenny Austin from the Helmsburg Regional Sewer District, and Steve Brock, the financial rate consultant, and then Mr. Bill Harkins, who is the director of SRF. And that meeting was held somewhat at the request of SRF to get representatives from both districts to come and talk about regionalization. And that was in concert with the application that we had made to SRF for the Regionalization Assistance Program, the RAP grant. That grant, we submitted the application, now it's been a good 6 weeks ago, and it was for $30,000 grant fund from SRF to allow us to do a study in the area for regionalization of sewage treatment projects and plans. It's SRF's intent, as we understand it, that the regionalization grant would be awarded in the attempt to bring as much service to multiple areas as possible. And that's why they wanted both Helmsburg and us to sit at the table and talk about this regionalization grant. So it has not yet been awarded. It's still outstanding, but Jenny Austin took the message back to her board. Mike and I are taking it back to this board, and we are waiting for response from the Helmsburg board to participate in this regionalization approach. And to that end, I'd like to make a motion at this point to our board that we authorize Mike to write a letter to the Helmsburg Regional Sewer District Board outlining the discussion that we had with SRF and asking Helmsburg if they would in fact participate in a regionalization study with us. That's my motion. Kind of long.
Wait a minute.
A shortened version is just a motion for Mike to write a letter to Helmsburg.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That will hopefully help us get efforts afoot to actually do a regionalization study and look at how we combine the two, hoping to get a lower rate for everybody, get them down to the same rate structure that we're looking at. The second one is the ROI grant, the Regional Opportunities Initiative grant. And that was a bigger grant that we applied for. It was for in the neighborhood of 78 to 108,000 for looking at more or less the rest of the county to do a strategic wastewater management plan for Brown County, the territory that we have jurisdiction over. We had the good fortune of being asked to interview, so we made a short list. Yesterday, was it just yesterday, Phil? Phil and I went to the interview in Bloomington before a crowd of seven interviewees for 1 hour of grilling about that ROI grant application. And we came away, I think, with a pretty positive feeling that ROI liked the idea of what we were proposing to do, to try to do a comprehensive study of how we are across the county for waste on-site and commercial wastewater management. That would primarily be looking at the county as it's 90% septic, but also the incorporation of the various wastewater treatment plants that we already have in the county and how we'll look at long-term managing that wastewater. So that grant, because of the interview process that we went through and the reception that we got, I think we stand a reasonable chance of hearing in the next couple, 3 weeks that we'll be awarded that particular grant. We do have a bit of work in front of us if we do get it to put together an RFP and solicit bids. The review board advised us of several firms that they'd like to see on the bid list. And so we'll go about doing that work if we get the award and have another project to work on that's in front of the process by doing strategic planning. That's where that all is staying.
Clint, on behalf of the board, I'd like to say thank you very much for the work that you've spent on these grant preparations, filling out all of the applications, and following up with the people. And you gave a great presentation yesterday.
So you paid me the big bucks for.
Thank you.
Well, I second that. Thank you. We do know how many hours you're putting in, believe it or not.
It's greatly appreciated.
Proof's in the pudding if they give us an actual grant.
Well, not necessarily that, but the fact that you're doing it is the hard part.
Is John Kennard in here, Deacon Man? No. No. Okay. I'll give. I talked to him today, so I can tell you about that.
Were you going to say something if he wasn't here, or
if he was here? I'll be kind. But what I am going to do is advise what John said this morning to me about the water sampling program. It's on the agenda as our next item, and we have, through the health department, been doing additional sampling and getting additional results back. John talked to me this morning about four results that had just come in. In fact, he opened the letter right then. but what they are is for E. coli in total form, not in the form of is it animal waste, is it human waste. Those results are still not back, but when the health department has been sampling, they've been doing a sample, small sample for immediate response on E. coli, and a larger sample that is going into the Indiana State Department of Health lab for looking at animal versus human waste. So the first one we get back quickly. The second one is taking close to 90 days now.
It goes to another lab. That's why.
And it's a different process. And so, part of my anxiousness this morning caused John to get on the phone. And we called the Department of Health lab. and talk to the lab director about trying to expedite or at least tell us what goes on within the lab that's causing our sample to be as, our results to be as slow coming back to us as they are. What we got out of that was that there's a lot of competition in the lab for instrument time, and that really equates back to analyst time on the instruments. The lab is strapped with not having enough analysts to do all the work that comes into them. And so our turn in the barrel just comes when it comes. So Mary did say that there was a good chance that maybe within the next couple of weeks we will start to see results from the sampling that we started back in March. So our first samples went in, I think, on March 27th. That was the first batch that we sent for the human versus animal split. But having said that, the results this morning were from several areas, four different spots in this greater area that range from about 2,400 to 16,000 ppm on E. coli. So high numbers coming back, but still no knowledge of what are they, where are they from.
Clint, what is the schedule for the next batch of tests or collections?
I don't know that, because that has not been consistent because of the weather. It's been a weather issue of just when we think we're going to be able to sample, it rains.
Right.
So it hasn't at all been what was initially set out to be a weekly event. It's been kind of catch as catch can. And there's quite a few samples in the lab right now that's backed up. I can't tell you the number, but it's quite a few.
The numbers are coming back quite high.
Yeah, the individual E. coli numbers are coming back. But they're consistent with what we've seen in the past. High.
Is it enough to keep the water? We don't need for folks to stay out of the water?
Well, your question is does the streams that are currently impaired stay on the impaired list? Is really the way I review that. And yeah, it does. The standard is, on a grab sample, is 235. And so when we're seeing samples that are coming back at 2,400 plus, or one I looked at this morning that was 16,000 something, that's well beyond the 235 grab sample.
Not even close.
No. That's all I got.
New business. Lab engineering report.
Can we just stand up here? Or?
Yeah, you probably can be heard. If we get somebody waving frantically in the back, you can't hear us.
Not necessarily. I'll talk loud. I think you all have a copy of my report.
Yeah.
Dated today. And essentially, this will bring you up to date on what's transpired since your last meeting, which was on May 14th. Over the past month, I attended the RS